You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. You know I always like to talk about things that I find I'm speaking a lot about during consultations and meeting with patients. And this is something that, you know, even in my teaching appointments, I find that a lot of these things that I talk about are questions that a lot of you have. So it's not just patients, but even other physicians and nurses and physician assistants that I may be teaching about certain things. I find that a lot of these questions come up in various different ways. So during these podcasts, I like to kind of point them out and talk a little bit about them. The one that I would love to talk about today is the idea of lines on the face and lifting of the face. It may seem like a matter of semantics, but in the world of fillers, facial fillers, and in the world of using fat to restore some lost volume in the face, in the world of where we're using lasers and facelifts and all these other things, I think it's really, really important to understand what you can achieve with certain tools that we have. And the tool that I really want to talk about today is the filler, the facial filler. And so many of you really believe that you kind of know everything there is to know about this. And I got to tell you that there's so much research and there are so many studies that are being done constantly to try to get more and more specific about the type of filler to use in what part of the face or the body. How long is that filler really going to hang around and last? Is there something that you could do to like promote its use in other areas or to make it last longer? So that's why I'm saying this whole field of facial fillers and injectables is huge, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. But one thing that does stay consistent is this issue, which is if you're coming into the office because you don't like certain lines and creases around your face, let's say, for instance, it's around your mouth, and it happens to be the lines that are from a lot of smiling and laughing and doing things over all these years, and in those areas of what we would call the marionette lines. Those lines can very, very beautifully be filled with special kinds of facial fillers. However, if you overindulge in putting those fillers in, you're going to get even a more pronounced jowl, which is that fullness where your jawline just doesn't look as sharp anymore. And the reason why I'm bringing this up so specifically today is that during office hours today, I had multiple patients ask me if they could, and again, the area, I give everyone a mirror or I'm taking a picture with the iPad and I'm having you describe to me what you don't like. And all of these patients showed me the lines and creases around their mouth, especially where the corners of their mouth come down and form that jowl. And that's the creases that they see all the time. And this may be you that I'm talking to. You see these lines in the mirror and you want to have those lines eradicated, smoothed out. And I have the exact fillers that'll do that. However, what every one of you, again, these patients that came in today did was they pulled up on their cheek higher, closer to like their cheekbone, and actually going towards their ear. And that's what they were showing me that they really wanted to have done, because that's when they saw the lines really go away. And that's what prompted me to really want to talk about this in the podcast, which is We can eliminate the lines and creases around your mouth, but that is not going to cause that area to be lifted. If anything, that's going to cause that area to be more pronounced in terms of volume, and that may make you feel like you have even a bigger jowl or a bigger lower part of your face, which is definitely not a good look. So this opens up the whole line of discussion, which is, should we be using two different types of fillers and use them in two different areas of the face? And I'll give you the answer. The answer is yes, we should be, because one is going to be lifting that cheek, that side of your face back up, and the other filler is going to be literally ironing out or fine-tuning the little fine lines and creases around the mouth or around that marionette line. And the beauty of it is that we now have these specific fillers that will do both jobs. And for you to know that that's available is huge, because when you go to see your plastic surgeon, dermatologist, whomever you're going to see, that's something to really discuss, because now you know that just because you're putting some filler in around those fine lines and wrinkles around the mouth, that's definitely not going to be the way that you're going to get that cheek to be lifted back up again. And I think it's very, very important, because it does two major things for you. The first is it gives you an opportunity to see, hey, if I did lift that cheek back up, are all the concerns that I'm seeing in the mirror gone? Because now you may have eliminated the need to even do anything closer to that marionette line. That's number one. And number two, if it really is that significant of a lift, and when you go to see your plastic surgeon or dermatologist or whomever, they may be able to tell you, you know what? We really need to do something more like a facelift, or something where we're really going to be able to not only put filler in to give you a little bit more of a lift, but we may need to use something else to create that lifting situation. And we have that too. We have, I'm sure you've heard about threads and other things like that. Not everyone is a great candidate for threads, but that is like a minimally invasive way, again, of lassoing some of the tissue and hoisting it back up to where it used to be. And obviously, there's always something like a facelift, where you can actually reposition the cheek on top of the facial skeleton where it used to be. And as we get older, things start to drop off for a number of reasons. But again, this gives you the ability to really open up these channels of communication with whomever you're going to have do your injectables, and see, is there a remedy for this that may be surgical or maybe non-surgical? But just understanding the placement of where the filler needs to be, the kind of filler that it needs to be, and understanding the difference between correcting lines and creating a lift, especially when we're talking about using facial fillers to do both of those jobs. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.